Padre Pio could not stand this sin, not even venial sins.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Padre Pio was careful to warn his spiritual children against the sin that can be committed by speaking. He used to say, "The tongue is a fire that burns a forest." He reminded his spiritual children of what the gospel says. On the day of judgment, we will be held to account for every careless word that we utter. Padre Pio would sometimes ask those who attended church and received the Holy Eucharist, "Was that tongue with which you received Jesus used to lie?" Let's take a look at some testimonies where Padre Pio expressed his attitude towards lying. Nina Campanella had told some lies to her family, and she admitted to it in her confession, justifying herself that she did not harm anyone. Padre Pio replied, "But at the cost of your soul, don't you think?" Here we can see that Padre Pio does not tolerate what we call white lies. But in the next testimony, we see how gentle Padre Pio was in teaching this truth, that white lies are a sin. Lucietta Penelli tells us, "I am not a liar by nature, but once, to avoid trouble, I told my mother a lie. Naturally, a few days later, I had to confess this to Father Pio. Padre Pio, when he heard her confession, asked, 'Little one, what is your name?' 'Why, Father, it's me.' Padre Pio insisted, 'I have asked you, what's your name?' 'But, Father, I'm Lucietta.' 'I know that you are Lucietta.' And after a brief pause, he continued, 'Lucia. And you know what Lucia means? It means light. And light with darkness cannot exist. Do you understand?'" Wanda Selach recalls, "We were in the Second World War. One day I went to confession. I confessed that I lied, but to do good. And the father said, 'To do evil in order to do good? If I could, with a lie, put an end to this conflict, I would not tell this lie.'" Padre Pio demonstrates here that venial sin, even if it does not break our relationship with God, remains an offense and must be avoided at all costs, especially by those who have chosen to follow Christ closely. Here is a note from the chronological history of the convent. It shows how Padre Pio was always true to his teaching. Yesterday, a gentleman from Florence, after confessing to Father Pio, referred to Father Agostino's accusation that he had been telling lies. "Father, but I spoke for you. When someone doesn't want to believe what's going on here, I turn it up a bit to make them believe. Is this a sin?" Father Pio replied, "Look, my son, if you have in front of you a glass of clear, pure, and fresh water, and you put a few drops of wine in it, you spoil this water. If it is fresh and clear, you must drink it as it is." Father Athanasius Leonardo of Teano, a Capuchin who spent some years alongside Padre Pio, left this testimony about Enrico Medi's obedience to his spiritual teacher. Enrico Medi never missed a half hour of conversation that Padre Pio had with a few of his intimates in the evening on the terrace or in the garden. One day, the conversation turned to venial sin, more precisely, to lying. Father Pio argued that since the nature of a lie is sin, it is never permissible to utter it, not even in a light form. Medi, who at the time was also a member of Congress, naively asked Padre Pio, "Father, for us parliamentarians, is it never allowed to lie either?" The father, who spared no one, least of all the spiritual children who had chosen to follow him along the straight path of the gospel, immediately replied, "So you ask me that?" There was a moment of absolute silence. All eyes were on the parliamentarian whose face became sad and mortified by the father's gentle lesson. "So, father, all that's left for me is to give up my political career," said Mehdi. "And what are you waiting for?" answered the father. If this is the case of a politician who lies, what should we think of a politician who defends abortion and still receives Holy Communion? Mehdi, without hesitation, submitted his resignation as a parliamentarian within a few days and only reappeared on the political scene when the highest authorities, perhaps even Padre Pio himself, asked him to run because they needed a proper and prestigious political name like his. Enrico Mehdi was assigned the title Servant of God by the Catholic Church in 1996. The Catechism reminds us, the Eighth Commandment forbids misrepresenting the truth in our relations with others. Oh, what a teaching! Because if we ruin or tarnish a person's reputation, this is not only against the Eighth Commandment, but also against the Fifth Commandment, Thou shalt not kill. Of course, not in the physical sense. A lie may not hurt other people, but it hurts our relationship with God, and should therefore be avoided at all costs. Those who are lying are making the mistake of believing that a lie can bring out good. But the hard truth is that no matter the reason, sin is always sin. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, click the reminder bell, and share with your friends to help promote our channel. But the best way to get involved in our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. Check out the videos on the end screen and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.